Slacker and Steve on demand.
Let's talk about the big holiday's coming up.
Oh yeah, T-Day.
Oh wait, it's not like Super Bowl. I can say it. I don't know why I just did that. I'm like, you know, the big holiday is coming up. We can't say what it's called, but
Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Nobody owns that one yet, do they?
I honestly don't know why I just did that. Where I'm like, well, I'm not sure I can say it out loud, Steve. It's, well, it starts with a T.
The big game.
The big game. So we want to talk about why you're dreading it, but not because somebody sucks at cooking. It's basically what. Tell us about the fun and dysfunction
there
in your family.
Go.
Like,
yeah.
What's the, why does your family suck?
Yeah, who's the goofball?
I remember, I can't remember who it is, but we know somebody that their fun and their dysfunction is they have a member of their family who's a clown. And I think the reason they told me the story was because of my intense hatred of clowns. And I'm like,
you're afraid of clowns.
It's like, we don't need to mince words about the clowns. It's not, I mean, it's not an intense fear. It's just a, I just see them for what they are. Pure, unadulterated, concentrated evil.
Okay.
Got it. So this family, like one of the uncles in the family was a clown. And I'm like, even as much as I hate clowns, guys gotta make a living. Like, why would that be the dysfunction in your family? And they're like, no. He doesn't make money. He doesn't know how to tie balloon animals. He's not in a rodeo. He's not, he doesn't go to kids' parties. He doesn't do any clown-related things. He just, on the occasional Saturday, dresses as a clown.
And just go about his day, about his life.
He goes to places where kids or other people would want to be around a clown, but then he doesn't do anything clown-related.
He'll just kind of mill about?
Yes.
Okay,
it's like, look at the clown. He's like, hey, kids.
That's
and then it's
creepy.
Like, ah!
That's
and so the reason that was the dysfunction is it became a thing for him because there were so many kids coming to Thanksgiving that he would dress up as a clown for Thanksgiving. That was his. So he would just come and they're all like, oh my God, our uncle's a clown and what's he going to do? And it's like, eat turkey.
Yeah, and do nothing clown.
Literally, yeah. Not a, like, here's a balloon, turn it into a. Can you make a half?
He's just a creepo and wearing white face makeup. And,
yes.
Yeah.
With the big nose and the half bald head.
And the big shoes.
The huge shoes. Yes. Yes. He has a little horn. And he's got another. Oh, look, water shooting out of the flower on his. How dysfunctional is that?
That is just weird.
So we want you to try. I mean, it shouldn't be too hard to top having a weird. I mean, who's the most dysfunctional?
Yeah, I know. Because. Everyone,
it's probably you.
I think
if you don't know,
if you're at the table, what's that thing? 30 minutes after the table, and you don't know who the sucker is. That means
you.
It's you.
If you go to Thanksgiving dinner and you're like, "Wow, these people all seem normal," it's you.
Yeah, because everybody, I was always surrounded by sane people. They never were weird or goofy. Or
how much did you have to? How do you remember the age? Maybe your family wasn't big enough, but the age when you finally got off the kids' table.
Oh wow! No. They always wanted to separate.
Oh, yeah, he's like,
they wanted to keep me at the.
Steve's 27. I know. Just put him over there.
Just, yeah. Kids, you can come sit
you
over here.
You guys sit over here. You're more mature.
Away. Yeah.
Yeah, I, dude, I'll never forget.
Is that like a big, in a person's life? You graduate from the kids to the adults?
Yes.
But the adults are so boring. I'd rather be with the kids.
I learned it once I got there, but there's no going back.
Oh, then you're stuck.
Because it's like, careful what you wish for.
You're
lobbying every time you're with your mom. It's like, Mom, come on, man. I'm 13. Let me on the real table. And then you get over there and you're like,
this sucks.
My God. So we have some stories from different people who have some, you know, dysfunctional families. I believe my favorite is there's an in-law who is so dysfunctional and so afraid of cooking that it stresses her out to the point that she literally cooked the entire Thanksgiving meal 2 weeks early.
2 weeks.
Throws it all. And then on Thanksgiving Day, people walk in and go, it doesn't even smell like turkey in here. Oh, that's because I haven't microwaved it yet.
So basic. It's basically a hungry man meal.
Yes.
That's basically what
but she still made it. So that makes it a little less dysfunctional. But like,
freeze it and then.
Yeah, but then, you know, you know how a microwave works.
It makes everything taste nasty.
And it's sometimes cold in the center or hot in the center. And like, so you're eating mashed potatoes. And they said she just had like mushroom, like cream of mushroom straight from the can, spooned on top of green beans with onions. Like, she didn't even try. That whole dish, as nasty as it is, if you're going to eat it, you have to cook it that day.
I'll give you that, but I like, why can't you just, that's not bad. Cream mushroom soup on anything makes it better.
Can I go back to the question where I asked who the dysfunctional one is in your family?
What? It was
Mom! Can you just open some soup and pour it in my head? I'll be the centerpiece. No, just scrape the fat right off the top and they're like,
now we're talking.
You guys, Steve would actually eat that.
Yeah, that's the best part.
I want everybody to know that Steve opens Dinty Moore stew and just...
and scrapes that fattiness off. You know what? I think you're right. I was...
You're the dysfunctional one. Another person said my dysfunctional uncle invited me over. I came all the way to his house. I spent 12 hours traveling from university to his place. Once I got there, he handed me a sledgehammer and had me demolish bathroom tiles.
Do some demo work.
Yeah,
there.
He was like, come to my house for Thanksgiving. It's going to be awesome.
And bring
out there is like, we're demoing today. There was no food. Zero. Didn't even get a dinner at all. 12-hour journey. Missed a midterm.
If you could bring some sanded grout with
you.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. Really... I like kind of the sage colored. I don't like the white stuff. You can see all the stains in it. All right, so we've given you some good examples. I've even thrown my own family under the bus.
Yeah.
So if you've got some dysfunction going on in your house, we want to hear all about it. Matt?
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah, dysfunction.
Well, you guys used the examples already of being around Thanksgiving time, so I thought I'd have a good one for that. But okay. When I was growing up, my cousins would host Thanksgiving dinner every year, and to say that they were cat people would be a dramatic understatement. Depending on the year, it would vary between 8 and 12 cats, indoor cats. And so not just the idea of finding stray cat hairs in food throughout.
Oh, God.
Holy.
Yeah.
Not just having cats occasionally jump up on the table while you're eating, but just imagine a house of 10 to 12 indoor cats with their litter boxes.
And oh, God, the smell.
Overwhelming smell.
That noxious.
As you eat,
oh, yeah.
You basically are eating cat litter with every bite.
Yeah, that's stinging. It just stings your eyes.
And there's no.
Yes.
It's bad because one cat.
No escape.
Why would you guys go to their house? Choose somebody else's house.
Dang, that's...
It seems...
Yeah, well, we just had to burn our clothes every year after we finished the meal.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. That is...
That's not good.
So awful. Thank you for the call, Matt. Dana?
Yes.
Yes.
Fun and dysfunction. What do you got?
We have an aunt that we would always invite over for birthdays and Christmas, and she would always call in sick. And on Thanksgiving, we would do it kind of as a potluck. And she started calling in sick, so we had to start assigning her the roles so that we could just buy the roles and keep them as backup.
Wait a minute, she call in sick to the meal?
She did. Like 10 minutes before the phone would ring, we would all be there, and we'd all start placing bets that she was going to call in sick. And sure enough, it was her calling in. And she ended up moving to Florida. And we purchased a home in Florida and went down there and told her we were there and we'd like to see her. So she was like, yeah, buy me tickets for the dolphin watch and I'll take you to brunch the next day. Sure enough, I got a text at 9 a.m. I'm sick.
I'm taking a personal day.
You can't.
From the rest of you.
I have never heard somebody say the words, call in sick, to a family function.
I like her style.
What?
I like where she's coming from.
Every time. And it's a joke. We would all laugh because we knew it was her calling in.
See, that's cool.
I mean, it's so happy for your completely dysfunctional, warped family, but okay.
I know, we figured, why the heck were you doing that? Why don't you just say yourself the anxiety and say, I'm busy that day?
Yes!
Instead of,
takes a vacation day.
It's a personal day. I don't want you guys to think I'm using all my sick time here.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call. Exactly. But I mean, on the first time, like, what if she was in charge of the turkey? Like, no one, they had to put her in charge of the rolls. Andy?
Yai.
Yai. Fun and dysfunction, what do you got?
So my father-in-law's fiance has cataracts, which she won't treat. So he has to call her every afternoon to remind her to go home before it gets dark.
Oh,
what?
Like she's a child.
That's just the tip of the iceberg with this woman.
He literally, like, she, like, after like 6 days of doing it, she's like, no, you don't have to call me anymore. I got it. The sun goes down at the same time every day. I'll get in my car. I'll leave now. Like, it never occurred to her to get out of there.
Apparently not. No.
That's, wow.
Do you have Thanksgiving with these people or?
Thankfully, no. They live out of state, which is probably a good thing because, yeah.
They need to move to Alaska. Wow.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
And it's light more, and she can just stay out as long as she wants. Slacker and Steve.